Section, the goal. Take a Unity 2019.4 drone simulation platform, originally built and run on Windows with a physical display, and make it run headless inside a Docker container on Linux with GPU-accelerated Vulkan rendering, no physical monitor. Two RTSP camera streams, head camera plus belly camera, at 1080p 30 frames per second. Mavlink input for drone control, serial, TCP, or UDP. Configurable via a single entities.yaml file. This post documents every step, every dead end, and every workaround from start to finish. Section, starting point, the simulation project. The project is a Unity 2019.4.14F1 simulation environment for autonomous drone operations. It was built for Windows, runs with a GUI, and streams camera feeds via FFmpeg to an external RTSP server. Key components. Mavlink integration connects to flight controllers, PX4, real hardware, via serial/TCP/UDP. Camera system. FFmpeg captures Unity camera output and pushes H.264 to RTSP. Terrain loads pre-built Unity asset bundles at runtime from an external path. REST API, HTTP server on port 4900 for remote control. Distributed simulation, optional HLA/DIS interoperability via VR link behind a compile define. The codebase lives on a self-hosted GitLab with two Git submodules. Symblocks, terrain integration. VR link package with nested submodules for C# and native bindings. Section, phase 1, Docker foundation. Section, choosing the base image. Unity needs a GPU to render camera output, even in headless mode, batch mode. We can't use no graphics because the cameras need to produce video frames. This ruled out CPU-only containers. The base image, NVIDIA/Vulkan 1.3-470, provides Vulkan libraries with NVIDIA GPU support via the NVIDIA Container Toolkit. For a virtual display, since there's no physical monitor, we use XVFB, X Virtual Frame Buffer, a fake X11 display that Unity renders to. Section, the Docker file. First obstacle, the NVIDIA/Vulkan 1.3-470 image has an expired NVIDIA CUDA repository GPG key. Every apt-get update fails with. Solution, delete all NVIDIA app sources before running apt-get update. We don't need CUDA packages, just the Vulkan runtime that's already in the base image. The key insight was that rm/etc/apt/sources.list/cuda.list wasn't enough. The file had a different name. Using find with wildcards catches all variants. Section, RTSP server, media, MTX. The original project pushes FFmpeg RTSP streams to an external RTSP server. For a self-contained Docker setup, we bundle media MTX, formerly RTSP Simple Server, inside the container. Media MTX configuration pitfalls. Version 1.9.3 changed its config format. RTSP transport and path defaults fields from older examples cause JSON, unknown field errors. Paths must use all_others. Wildcard to allow dynamic stream creation. Unity publishes to /head camera and /body camera, which don't exist until FFmpeg connects. The health check readiness probe, curl connects via RTSP, which logs invalid URL, /, harmless but noisy. Section, entry point script. The entry point orchestrates startup in the right order. 1. XVFB starts first, Unity needs a display. 2. Media MTX starts second, FFmpeg needs an RTSP server to push to. 3. Wait for Media MTX readiness. FFmpeg will fail fast with RTSP connection timeout if the server isn't ready. 4. Copy entities.yaml config if provided via volume mount. 5. Fix FFmpeg binary permissions, chmod+x. 6. Launch Unity with batch mode, log file, /dev/stout. Signal handling via trap, cleanup sigderm sigint, ensures graceful shutdown of all three processes. Critical finding. FFmpeg has no retry logic. If Media MTX isn't listening when Unity's camera starts FFmpeg, The FFmpeg process gets killed after a 2.5-second timeout, and the camera permanently fails. The entry point pulls Media MTX readiness in a loop before starting Unity. Section, Phase 2, Building the Unity Player. Section, The License Problem. This was by far the most time-consuming part of the entire project. Section, Attempt 1, Game CI Docker Image. Game CI provides Docker images with Unity Editor pre-installed. The image Unity CI slash editor, Ubuntu, 2019.4.14f1, Linux, IL2CPP, 3 exists on Docker Hub. We created a multi-stage Docker file that builds the Unity player inside this container. But it needs a Unity license. Game CI docs say to generate a .ulf file via Unity Hub. Section, Attempt 2, Unity Hub 3, times on Linux. Installed Unity Hub 3.16 via the official apt repository. Problem, Unity Hub 3. Times creates Unity entitlement license.xml, new format. Not Unity lick.ulf, old format. Unity 2019.4 only understands .ulf. These formats are incompatible. Section, Attempt 3, Manual Activation.alf.ulf. Generated a .alf activation request file inside the game CI container. Uploaded to dead end. Unity no longer supports manual activation of personal licenses. The manual activation portal was shut down in 2023. Section, Attempt 4, Credential-Based Activation in Docker. Added buildarg Unity email and buildarg Unity password to the Docker file. Unity 2019.4 ran, but personal license activation via username, password doesn't work in batch mode for Unity 2019.4. Section, The Solution, Hub's V1 Licensing Client. Deep in the Unity Hub installation at /opt/UnityHub/UnityLicensingClient_V1/, there's a legacy licensing client binary that still supports the activateulf flag. This generates the old .ulf format at /local/share/unity3d/unity/unity-lick.ulf. The .NET system globalization invariant equals one environment variable is needed because the .NET core runtime in this binary crashes without ICU packages. Important, the ULF license expires and needs reactivation periodically. We create a docker/activate-license.sh to automate this. Section, Installing Unity Editor Locally. Instead of building inside Docker, which had license issues, we installed Unity locally via Hub CLI. The change set #4037E52648CD was found on the Unity release page. Ubuntu 24.04 compatibility. Unity 2019.4 requires libgsnf2.so.4, which was removed from Ubuntu 24.04. We grabbed the .deb packages from the Ubuntu 20.04 focal repository. Section, Submodules and gitlfs. The project has 4 levels of nested Git submodules, all pointing to a hostname alias for the self-hosted GitLab. Required a global URL rewrite. The vrlink submodule uses gitlfs for its DLLs. The LFS objects are stored in the submodule's own LFS storage, not the parent repo. Pulling them requires running gitlfs pull from within the submodule directory with proper credentials and SSL disabled. Section, The Build. The headless build.cs editor script provides a CLI entry point. IO exception, failed to move file, caused by leftover files in the output directory. Fix, always clean docker/build/before building. It looks like another Unity instance is running, stale lock file from Docker container. Fix, rm, rf multisim, /temp. Gitlfs hooks blocking push, gitlfs not found on your path. Fix, rm.git/hooks/prepush.git/hooks/postcommit. The final build, 462 megabytes Linux player in 13 seconds. Section, Phase 3, Runtime Debugging. Section, The Gray Screen Mystery. With the Docker container running, both cameras streamed solid gray. No terrain, no content. 1. No terrain data. The original terrain asset bundles were on a Windows network share, not in Git. Eventually found terrain files on a team file server. 2. Windows-only shaders. All-terrain asset bundles were built with build target standalone Windows. Their shaders include only DirectX variants. On Linux/Vulkan. Warning, shader, did you use the only underscore renderers Pragma and omit this platform? Everything renders in visible gray. 3. Built our own terrain. Using height map plus satellite texture from a separate simulation project. Same geographic area, 6 km × 6 km, 513px resolution. Created buildtestterrain.cs, which generates a mesh terrain with vertex colors baked from the satellite imagery. 4. Mavlink entity position reset. The biggest aha moment. Mavlink vehicle reflector. Update. Runs every frame and sets transform.position equals local origin plus local from Mavlink vehicle state. Without a Mavlink connection, the vehicle state is all zeros, so the entity gets pinned to 0, 0, 0 below the terrain. The initial GPS position from set initial geode location gets immediately overwritten. 5. Sim entity works. Switching from generator, Mavlink entity to generator. Sim entity in the config fixed the position. The drone model appeared in the camera, and terrain contours became visible. Section, coordinate system. The simulation uses a flat earth approximation for GPS to unity conversion, managed coordinate converter.cs. Critical, altitude is passed through directly as unity Y, not relative to home point altitude. An entity at GPS altitude 300 m appears at unity Y equals 300, regardless of home point altitude. Section, shader limitation. The custom/vertex color shader we created works in the Unity editor, but not at runtime in the Linux player. Despite being in graphics settings that asset_m_always included shaders, the material falls back to the standard shader, which doesn't render vertex colors. The terrain appears as flat, gray geometry with correct elevation contours, but no color. This is a Unity 2019.4 limitation. The built-in rendering pipeline on Linux/Vulkan doesn't properly compile custom shader variants for asset bundles or embedded scene materials in all cases. Section, phase 4, what works end-to-end. The protocols equals TCP flag is essential on Ubuntu 24.04. Without it, GStreamer's UDP sync fails with invalid address family, GOT10, due to an IPv6 issue. Section, confirmed working. Vulkan GPU rendering on NVIDIA RTX 3060 inside Docker. Drone 3D model visible in camera stream. Terrain geometry loads and renders, elevation contours visible. Dual H.264 RTSP streams at 1280 by 720 at 25 frames per second. GStreamer clients successfully pull and display video. Entity positioning via GPS coordinates. Stable operation for extended periods at 720p25. Section, known limitations. Terrain colors, standard shader fallback renders gray. Needs terrain asset bundle rebuilt for standalone Linux 64 from the Terrain Importer project or a Unity version with better Vulkan shader support. Mavlink entity requires active Mavlink connection. Without it, position resets to origin every frame. Use some entity for standalone testing. 1080p30 with terrain. Vulkan seg faults under heavy GPU async readback load. Stable at 720p25. OpenGL fallback. Forskel core is stable, but FFmpeg fails with no async GPU readback support. Section, libraries and tools used. Section, files created. Section, lessons learned. 1. Unity licensing is a maze. Hub 3. Times, editor 2019.4.ulf versus.xml, manual activation disabled, credential activation broken in batch mode. The only path was the obscure Unity licensing client _v1. Activate ulf binary buried in the hub installation. 2. Asset bundles are platform locked. A terrain bundle built for Windows/DirectX won't render shaders on Linux/Vulkan. The geometry loads, but materials fall back to gray. Rebuilding for standalone Linux 64 is required. 3. Mavlink entity overwrites position every frame. Without an active Mavlink connection, Mavlink vehicle reflector. Update, pins the entity to the origin. Use some entity for standalone testing. 4. FFmpeg has no retry. If the RTSP server isn't ready when Unity starts the camera, FFmpeg dies, and the camera permanently fails. The entry point must poll for server readiness. 5. Vulkan plus heavy GPU readback equals seg fault. Two 1080p cameras with terrain loaded causes a Vulkan seg fault in Unity 2019.4. Reducing to 720p25 is stable. OpenGL works, but doesn't support async GPU readback needed for FFmpeg capture. 6. GStreamer on Ubuntu 24.04 needs TCP. The default UDP transport fails with an IPv6 address family error. Use protocols equals TCP in our TSP source. 7. NVIDIA / Vulkan 1.3-470 has expired GPG keys. Must delete NVIDIA app sources before app get update. The CUDA repo isn't needed for runtime. 8. Git submodules plus SSL plus hostname aliases need 3 config entries. URL. Instead of for hostname. HTTP.SSL verify false for self-signed certs, and credential.helper store for authentication. Section, what's next? 1. Terrain rebuild. Open the terrain importer project, change build target to standalone Linux 64, rebuild the terrain asset bundle. 1. Drop-down change in the wizard. 2. PX4 SIDL integration. Connect a PX4 software in the loop simulator to the container's Mavlink UDP port. This enables Mavlink entity with full flight control and camera positioning. 3. Production deployment. Push the Docker image to a container registry and integrate with the CI/CD pipeline. This project took approximately 20 hours of debugging across 2 days. Connecting PX4 SIDL to a headless Unity simulation in Docker. From Magenta to Desert. Fixing cross-platform Unity terrain rendering in Docker.